Now, at this point, we need to discuss the next meeting location. Jan?
So I would like to point out that historically, we have moved our meeting to lots of different places, including a number of different houses of worship. One in Echo Park, one not very far from here, right near Hamilton High School, and also, you know, other places in addition to that. So in addition to the reasons that our chair just mentioned, it's also, you know, in an effort to make the meetings more accessible to different people. And I agree that obviously lots of people managed to come today. And often I have to say that no matter where we've been, often it's the same crowd comes wherever we are. I mean, some of the same people who are, you know, who care about KPK come wherever we are. But I would like to propose that we do try to go back to or continue our effort to move the meeting around, which has the advantage of being a little bit more accessible to some people, and, you know, figuring out who, what space is available on a Sunday morning, which is the most convenient to us, is kind of difficult because other churches aren't available on Sunday morning. But I would like to continue to try to search to continue to have our meetings in different places, even in Long Beach. Although, you know, it would be a lot of work, you know, for some of us. But at least, but if we do go somewhere else, I would almost only want to go if we do some publicity in that area.
Some of the churches have meeting rooms and committee rooms that we can
Come
in.
Let's get on the staff. Maggie, you're next.
Yeah, and on Sunday, I don't know if it's convenient for all of you, but it's definitely not convenient for me, considering that, you know, I work a lot and I have a family, and why can't we have it on a Wednesday night from 6 to 8:30? This is a weekend day. I mean, it sucks the life out of, you know.
And some of us do a daily show.
Yeah,
6 p.m. Yeah, I mean, 7 to 9, you know.
Weeknights.
7:30.
Ollie?
Yeah, I just wanted to resonate with Jan said. I think that even though there are certain core public audience members that will show up wherever we are, unfortunately what's happened is everyone's gotten used to being at the Peace Center where it's been for the last 2 years, but before that, we always moved around, and the nice thing about that is it does give people in different diverse areas of our listenership an opportunity to come to the board meeting. So doing it at by Hamilton High School or in Silver Lake or Glendale, Pasadena, Long Beach, you know, that is a chance for listeners that have never come to one of our meetings to come and become part of this public radio station. So I think we should keep moving it around.
Rick, Reza, you're next.
Yeah, I don't know why some of you are scared of people to come and express themselves. 100 people, 200. Why? What's the matter with you? When 200 people come and express themselves, let's be, we would not, every Friday we are on the corner of Sunset and Echo Park, and people are honking, supporting, and I have 18,000 emails. Why are we actually scared of people? Why?
Point of clarification, Reza. Were you speaking to a particular location that you would like us to be?
I could find some other, you know, location available without any charge. Echo Park, near Echo Park is a church. You know, we could, you know, I could go there I could go to Pasadena, get another area. Let's recruit people to come to the station and help the station in terms of, you know, financially, you know, recruiting people. They love to come to, you know. I don't scare of people that stand up and express and say, what's matter with you people?
Did you have a particular location? I guess my question is, let me talk to myself. My question is, are you speaking in for a particular location, or are you saying, because you've mentioned 200 people and we did have quite a turnout the past couple of months, are you indicating that you would like us to be at the Peace Center, or that you would like us to be someplace else? I didn't quite understand that.
I could have, you know, event at the Peace Center. I could go to church on Alvarado and Sunset. I could get that, you know, on the specific time, and we go to Pasadena. There is some, you know.
So you're okay if it's not at the Peace Center?
Rotate.
Okay, Grace?
Okay, just to tell you, Raisa is correct. We had a number of meetings. There's a church basement near the intersection of Alvarado and Sunset. However, it's not wheelchair accessible and the parking is difficult. There is also another place that we met. It's in the Plaza de la Raza. It's a public space. It's basically a basketball court or whatever it is, like a sport area. But it could be, we've had meetings there. We've had meetings in a lot of different places in the past. I think there is a point to changing the geographic location to make it so it's not always favorable to some people and unfavorable to others. But it's a lot of work to set up these other meeting locations, as we know.
It's a full-time job.
Sandy did a whole lot of work, and it's difficult.
Fernando?
I totally agree with the regarding giving opportunity to different communities for us to have a meeting close to their home. Makes it easier for them to be accessible to them and for them to participate in what we do, getting more involved. Provided that out of respect for our listeners, we also announce on KPFK on the website and on the air our location for the next meeting so people will know where to go. I fully agree with the idea of rotating around. I think it's a smart idea. I also agree with you. I am not afraid of having a bunch of screaming people at me. I mean, that's what we're here to do. We're here to make tough decisions, you know. And that just comes along with the job. Have we made attempts to identify libraries?
Yeah.
Is it what's required?
Even if you've got the nonprofit designation, a lot of libraries.
All
right. Well, we should move around and wherever we can.
Lawrence and then Roberta.
You want to go first?
I just want to say I was in communication with the Workmen's Center on Robertson Boulevard. I guess it's in the Pico Robertson area. And working with our Sunday times, they could give us a 4-hour Sunday morning block at $15 an hour. So that would be basically a $60 fee for our monthly meetings. They are available for July, August, and September on that schedule. So that is a possibility that's quite low budget. A whole bunch of community rooms, either in parks or churches and all, charge and sometimes quite substantially.
Mm-hmm. How much would pay that fee center?
None.
Zero.
Okay. That's certainly cost effective.
Yeah, the Peace Center works for me.
Yeah.
It's free. It's convenient. It's the setup. They provide custodians to take care of everything. And routine-wise, I don't have to think about it. I can just go there and do it. As was mentioned, going to all these different places, we weren't really able to record here today the audio that we normally like to post on KPFTX. We will hear some complaints about that from people out of the area that like to listen to our meetings. I would I would entertain. Now the only other location that has been brought up is the one that Roberta brought up over on Robertson. So
I was on the staff.
You're right. But I skipped you because you gave it to Roberta. That's why you put me off there, Lawrence.
Oh.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Hey, you don't have to watch me.
So I'm
also in agreement that it should be moved around. I know even when I was in part of the LSB, I found locations in East Los Angeles and South Central and in the communities that, you know, even I think we should even consider going to Santa Barbara. You know, that would be a retreat.
Yeah.
You know, do a picnic there or something. So on the other hand, I also could get the Union Hall, which is right there on Wilshire and Union.
Nice place.
Which is the bus stops right there, the
New Park,
the Red Line. No, that's Plenty parking below.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll give validations for everybody. So that's an option. But I think at the Peace Center upheaval, the insurrection, if you will, is over. And I think, you know, it's possibly that we could return and not have to face, you know, the anger of the listeners.
Yeah, I'd like to see what would happen if we went back there next month. Steve?
Yeah, I think that would serve as best. Go back there next month. Let's meet in June there. And then if it's not workable or livable for us, then explore what Roberta was recommending and what Lawrence recommended.
Okay. Barbara, then Grace.
Am I on
there? I think
I'm on there. Okay, I'm sorry, Ali, I didn't see you. Ali, then Barbara, then Grace.
I just think ideally the great thing would be if we had five or six, even four or five locations, and we just go through. Peace Center certainly could be one of them. You know, the Workman Center, the Peace Center, that church in Echo Park,
the hall,
Union Hall.
There's
four places right there. So there's four places to start with right there. You could have a list and just rotate amongst them. I think that'd be really workable, and then it's not that much work.
And who coordinates that? I'm sorry, who?
Who's volunteering?
I mean, the person that says this up today isn't here.
You know, I bet Mansoor would be up for that task.
Yeah.
I nominate Mansoor.
Okay. He's the most overloaded human being.
Barbara?
I'm very busy. I would work with the person to help, and I think we need to have it set a couple months in advance. I don't think we can wait and just advertise it a week before.
Yeah, last minute, I don't like that.
So I think we have to be working on this now. I think going back to the Peace Center, I'm a little worried about, you know, we broke away, we kind of broke a pattern, but it is a historical place to meet, and it's been part of that as being a Peace Center, but I also think we need to reach out to the community. Just what we've been talking about so much, our different listenership, getting different people involved, having opportunities for them to participate. So I think we have to work on both simultaneously.
Grace, then Raisa.
I have a suggestion. The Workman Circle is not available for June.
It is July.
Yeah. Okay. I suggest that whoever wants that, our default location will be the Peace Center, unless within 10 days someone sets up a different location with all the logistics for it. I know I was the secretary at one time. It's actually the secretary's job, sort of, but I don't want to stick it on Michael. He's doing it. It's very time-consuming to find these locations. I went over, I had the delusion that the West Side Pavilion let groups be in there for free. Not so. It's like $100 an hour. A lot of these public spaces are very expensive now. I don't think a library might kick us out right away if there's any kind of raucous behavior on the part of the public. So I think that if there's enough of an interest in changing the location for next month, that the person has to set it up completely, it has to be under $100 for the meeting, and it has to be done within 10 days. Otherwise, we have the default Peace Center location. But I don't think it's fair to Jamie, who's on a bunch of committees, to have that task himself.
Okay. I think that what happened with this meeting happened like from 1 week to the next, because the communication wasn't there. One of the reasons the communication wasn't there was because we didn't discuss this last month. So you said 10 days, but I don't think 10 days gives us enough lead time.
No, within 10 days of now, that gives us at least 20 days.
Yeah, I would prefer that the location be discussed and approved at this meeting.
I second that.
I think that's not the right idea. We should set the location before we leave.
Right.
We don't have access to it.
So Father's Day is the third Sunday next month, so we are going to have it on the second Sunday. I think we decided that.
And we've already reserved the Peace Center for the second Sunday.
We can always do something, you know, we can move out of there, but we do have it for the second Sunday.
Of June.
What's the July mean? Second or third Sunday?
It'll be the third Sunday from then.
We'll go back to the third.
So can we consider the Union Hall?
I have Raisa, then Roberta.
I suggest, you know, that to create a committee, 2-3 people, and we go to different locations to recruit people, and we inform each other, and I represent you to be at this committee, you know, and we let everybody, different area, not too far, different area, to recruit people to join the fest.
Roberta?
Since I already have an offer for July, August, or September on the third Sunday with the Robertson, if you will authorize me, I can take one or two or even three of those ones. It doesn't go through here. They have a lot of events going on. If we can decide what we're going to do for June before we leave, and then decide and give me the go-ahead to set something up with Robertson for $60 on, I think it's July 16th, is the third Sunday, then we would have 2 months that we would be agreed upon. So if we put the committee together, we could start mapping out. But it wouldn't be up to the listeners to have to double-check at the last minute to see where we are now.
So is anyone opposed to meeting at the Peace Center the second Sunday of June and at the Robertson location the third Sunday of July at our normal times?
I'm paying $60 for it.
Correct. And where do we, so the $60 comes from where?
I don't know how these, if it has to be with their tax ID or the thing, they know who we are, we've been there. I will set it up and advance whatever I need to, and if a hat is passed, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, enough will come by that it'll work out.
So we will be paying, so the local station board, we ourselves will be paying for the $60.
A hat can be passed, yeah. And it's not that much, and okay. I'll advance whatever I need to for them.
Yes.
Well, I just want to point out that the parking there, I don't know how it is Sunday morning on the street. But
they have a lot behind
it. It's a very small parking.
It's not that bad on Sunday.
It's a very small parking lot.
It's a Sabbath
parking lot. So,
accommodate 30 cars.
I just want to point that out.
Okay.
Is this very far? I mean, it seems like we are staying in the same neighborhood if we're at Robertson. And what advantage does that give us in terms of involving people from East Los Angeles, the Valley, Long Beach, over the Peace Center?
It doesn't solve that problem.
So, I mean, I don't see why we would spend $60 to go there.
The Union Hall, we've got to throw for East LA, for example.
Yeah. Roberta, can you wait till 4 weeks before
I don't have to do anything. I just was asking.
Okay. Can you wait? We can see what happens in June, and then if we feel
sure, I'll just send them an email saying we're reevaluating our schedule.
So, is there any opposition to meeting at the Peace Center next month, second Sunday, our normal time?
No.
Hearing none. All right, next meeting location's been decided. I will entertain a meeting to a motion to adjourn. Any opposed?
Comments from the public? Again?
We already had public comments twice. They've had their time.
Yeah, twice?
Yeah. Hearing no objections to adjourning, we'll so adjourn.
One thing, 137, we collected, and she checked it, and I'm going to walk over to their business office and turn it in.
Thank you very much.
If there's somebody there, if not, I'll wait till we talk to Mansoor.
And I think we're good. Anyone who wants to stay behind to help tidy up will be appreciated.